6. The purpose of the central universe. The range of the activities of seven-circuited Havona is enormous. In general, they may be described as 1. Havonal, 2. Paradisiacal, 3. Ascendant finite, supreme ultimate evolutional. Many superfinite activities take place in the Havona of the present universe age, involving untold diversities of absonite and other phases of mind and spirit functions. It is possible that the central universe serves many purposes which are not revealed to me, as it functions in numerous ways beyond the comprehension of the created mind. Nevertheless, I will endeavor to depict how this perfect creation ministers to the needs and contributes to the satisfactions of seven orders of universe intelligence. 1. The Universal Father, the first source and center. God the Father derives supreme parental satisfaction from the perfection of the central creation. He enjoys the experience of love satiety on near equality levels. The perfect Creator is divinely pleased with the adoration of the perfect creature. Havona affords the Father supreme achievement gratification. The perfection realization in Havona compensates for the time-space delay of the eternal urge of infinite expansion. The Father enjoys the Havona reciprocation of the divine beauty. It satisfies the divine mind to afford a perfect pattern of exquisite harmony for all evolving universes. The Father beholds the central universe with perfect pleasure because it is a worthy revelation of spirit reality to all personalities of the universe of universes. The God of universes has favorable regard for Havona and Paradise as the eternal power nucleus for all subsequent universe expansion in time and space. The Eternal Father views with never-ending satisfaction the Havona creation as the worthy and alluring goal for the ascension candidates of time, his mortal grandchildren of space, achieving their Creator Father's eternal home. And God takes pleasure in the Paradise Havona universe as the eternal home of deity and the divine family. 2. The Eternal Son, the second source and center. To the Eternal Son, the superb central creation affords eternal proof of the partnership effectiveness of the divine family, Father, Son, and Spirit. It is the spiritual and material basis for absolute confidence in the Universal Father. Havona affords the Eternal Son an almost unlimited base for the ever-expanding realization of spirit power. The central universe afforded the Eternal Son the arena wherein he could safely and securely demonstrate the spirit and technique of the bestowal ministry for the instruction of his associate Paradise sons. Havona is the reality foundation for the Eternal Son's spirit gravity control of the universe of universes. This universe affords the Son the gratification of parental craving, spiritual reproduction. The Havona worlds and their perfect inhabitants are the first and the eternally final demonstration that the Son is the Word of the Father. Thereby is the consciousness of the Son as an infinite complement of the Father perfectly gratified. And this universe affords the opportunity for the realization of reciprocation of equality fraternity between the Universal Father and the Eternal Son, and this constitutes the everlasting proof of the infinite personality of each. 3. The Infinite Spirit, the third source and center. The Havona universe affords the Infinite Spirit proof of being the conjoint actor, the infinite representative of the unified Father-Son. In Havona, the Infinite Spirit derives the combined satisfaction of functioning as a creative activity while enjoying the satisfaction of absolute coexistence with this divine achievement. In Havona, the Infinite Spirit found an arena wherein he could demonstrate the ability and willingness to serve as a potential mercy minister. In this perfect creation, the Spirit rehearsed for the adventure of ministry in the evolutionary universes. This perfect creation afforded the Infinite Spirit opportunity to participate in universe administration with both divine parents, to administer a universe as associate creator offspring, thereby preparing for the joint administration of the local universes as the creative spirit associates of the Creator Sons. The Havona worlds are the mind laboratory of the creators of the cosmic mind and the ministers to every creature mind in existence. Mind is different on each Havona world and serves as the pattern for all spiritual and material creature intellects. These perfect worlds are the mind graduate schools for all beings destined for paradise society. They afforded the spirit abundant opportunity to test out the technique of mind ministry on safe and advisory personalities. Havona is a compensation to the Infinite Spirit for his widespread and unselfish work in the universes of space. Havona is the perfect home and retreat for the untiring mind minister of time and space. 4. The Supreme Being. The evolutionary unification of experiential deity. The Havona creation is the eternal and perfect proof of the spiritual reality of the Supreme Being. This perfect creation is a revelation of the perfect and symmetrical spirit nature of God the Supreme before the beginnings of the power personality synthesis of the finite reflections of the paradise deities in the experiential universes of time and space. In Havona, the power potentials of the Almighty are unified with the spiritual nature of the Supreme. This central creation is an exemplification of the future eternal unity of the Supreme. Havona is a perfect pattern of the universality potential of the Supreme. This universe is a finished portrayal of the future perfection of the Supreme and is suggestive of the potential of the ultimate. Havona exhibits finality of spirit values existing as living will creatures of supreme and perfect self-control. Mind existing as ultimately equivalent to spirit, reality and unity of intelligence with an unlimited potential. 5. The Coordinate Creator Sons. Havona is the educational training ground where the Paradise Michaels are prepared for their subsequent adventures in universe creation. This divine and perfect creation is a pattern for every Creator Son. He strives to make his own universe eventually attain to these Paradise Havona levels of perfection. A Creator's Son uses the creatures of Havona as personality pattern possibilities for his own mortal children and spirit beings. The Michael and other Paradise Sons view Paradise and Havona as the divine destiny of the children of time. The Creator Sons know that the central creation is the real source of that indispensable universe overcontrol which stabilizes and unifies their local universes. They know that the personal presence of the ever-present influence of the Supreme and of the Ultimate is in Havona. Havona and Paradise are the source of a Michael Son's creative power. Here dwell the beings who cooperate with him in universe creation. From Paradise come the universe mother spirits, the co-creators of local universes. The Paradise Sons regard the central creation as the home of their divine parents, their home. It is the place they enjoy returning to ever and anon. 6. The Coordinate Ministering Daughters. The universe mother spirits, co-creators of the local universes, secure their pre-personal training on the worlds of Havona in close association with the spirits of the circuits. In the central universe, the spirit daughters of the local universes were duly trained in the methods of cooperation with the sons of Paradise, all the while subject to the will of the Father. On the worlds of Havona, the spirit and the daughters of the spirit find the mind patterns for all their groups of spiritual and material intelligences, and this central universe is the sometime destiny of those creatures which a universe mother spirit jointly sponsors with an associated creator son. The universe mother creator remembers Paradise and Havona as the place of her origin and the home of the infinite mother spirit, the abode of the personality presence of the infinite mind. From this central universe also came the bestowal of the personal prerogatives of creatorship, which a universe divine minister employs as complemental to a creator's son in the work of creating living will creatures. And lastly, since these daughter spirits of the Infinite Mother Spirit will not likely ever return to their paradise home, they derive great satisfaction from the universal reflectivity phenomenon associated with the Supreme Being in Havona and personalized in Majestan on Paradise. 7. The Evolutionary Mortals of the Ascending Career. Havona is the home of the pattern personality of every mortal type and the home of all superhuman personalities of mortal association who are not native to the creations of time. These worlds provide the stimulus of all human impulses towards the attainment of true spirit values on the highest conceivable reality levels. Havona is the pre-paradise training goal of every ascending mortal. Here, mortals attain pre-paradise deity, the Supreme Being. Havona stands before every will creature as the portal to paradise and God attainment. Paradise is the home and Havona the workshop and playground of the Finaliters, and every God-knowing mortal craves to be a Finaliter. The central universe is not only man's established destiny, but it is also the starting place of the eternal career of the Finaliters, as they shall sometime be started out on the undisclosed and universal adventure in the experience of exploring the infinity of the Universal Father. Havona will unquestionably continue to function with absonite significance even in future universe ages, which may witness space pilgrims attempting to find God on superfinite levels. Havona has capacity to serve as a training universe for absonite beings. It will probably be the finishing school when the seven superuniverses are functioning as the intermediate school for the graduates of the primary schools of outer space. And we incline to the opinion that the potentials of eternal Havona are really unlimited, that the central universe has eternal capacity to serve as an experiential training universe for all past, present, or future types of created beings. Presented by a perfecter of wisdom, commissioned thus to function by the Ancients of Days on Uversa.